Hi, this is Greg Geary from ArkansasRadio.com, bringing you another country superstar today. He's from Louisiana. His name is Charlie Rivers. Charlie, welcome to my show. How are you?
Doing good, Greg. It's good to be on your radio station.
And we love having your song, I Don't Want to Be Wanted, on our radio station. We'll get to that in just a little bit. But I want to tell our listeners all about Mr. Charlie Rivers today from Louisiana. Did this really start at 9 when your mom gave you a guitar? Take me from there.
It did. It really did. My mom and dad, the music really came from my dad's side of the family. And I started when I was 9 or 10 years old playing guitar and watching my dad and him play, you know, and they gather around and with the old banjo and the guitars and whatever they could come up with. And I learned how to hear from music back then, you know, and playing guitar and learn 3 chords and the truth, I guess, later on.
Now, once you made it to high school, were you in the band or did you play at church or in the community?
No, just sang in church. Just sang in church when I was a kid. Started singing in church when I was 6 years old beside my daddy, and he had to shut me down because I kept going and going, you know. But, yeah, Jesus loves me, this I know, you know. So that's where we all started at. I never played in any bands, never took any music lessons, never done anything like that. He was always by ear, and just been blessed all of my life, really, with that ability.
Hey, Charlie, when did you get bit by the country music bug?
Well, actually, you know, my dad being a Christian man, you know, he was really pretty strict and didn't let me listen to a lot of country music. And he had some old albums of Merle Haggard and stuff back in the day. And I would sneak and listen to some of those things, man. Merle Haggard's probably my hero, I guess you could say, influencing country music. And I started really doing that, but it wasn't later on to life till I won the Louisiana Country Music Singing Contest, I guess it was about 2001, somewhere around there.
Was that what they called the Colgate Country Showcase? I know they had that in Arkansas years ago.
They did. I won that thing, singing a couple songs I wrote and with me and a guitar, and I won the state of Louisiana and went to Florida, and, you know, I finished second in the regionals in Florida. And but, yeah, I guess it was then that I really, you know, I started a little band before that, Greg, but it just wasn't, you know, just for fun. But, you know, one of the judges in the contest said, Charlie, you really ought to think about moving to Nashville. He said, I think you got a real good deal going. So I did about 2 years later.
What have you been doing for the summer? You've been doing some festivals and fairs or chilling out? What is Charlie Rivers doing this summer?
This summer, I have been writing a lot, man, to be honest with you. I've been writing a lot of songs. I've made 2 trips to Nashville. I've cut 5 songs, and I got to go Thursday, matter of fact, this Thursday, and go and finish up on 3 songs that I wrote. And just been doing a lot of writing, been playing some shows, yeah. But around Louisiana, the festival's really, you know, in the springtime and in the fall, and they don't do a whole lot in summertime, so... But I have played a couple.
Now, your song, I Don't Want to Be One, the one we're playing on Quick 99.9, give me the backstory of that song, how it came to be.
Tommy Barnes wrote that song, man. I don't know if you ever heard of Tommy Barnes. Tommy wrote End and Outlaw for Tim McGraw. Tommy wrote My Love for Little Texas, Man to Man for Hank Jr. He's had a lot of success, and he used to send me songs, and he'd send me songs, and they'd send me about 60 songs, and I picked that song out of about 60 songs, and I said, I'd like to record this. He said, why you want to record that one, brother? I said, well, maybe I just don't want to be wanted right now. So it came from there, man. We cut it a couple times, but demoed it and later on cut it. And it's been a good song for us because Louisiana is not typically really country, especially down south where I'm at. I'm central Louisiana, but you got to get up toward the north part of Louisiana for it to really become more country. But it's, you know, Zydeco music and Cajun music down there. But they have took that song and really, really, you know, it's got a few million views on YouTube stuff and all of that. So we wanted to put it out and get it out to the rest of the country, man.
I love that for you, Charlie. Can you tell me a cool venue you've played you know, all your years, a state you were at or a venue, big or small, you know, you looked out in the crowd and thought, man, I'm playing here. This is a cool place, big or small. Name me a couple of your favorite venues you've played over your career.
Well, I played the Texas Club in Baton Rouge, which is big. They have a lot of big artists there. I played Cowboys and Lafayette, but I played the Paragon Casino, which is our biggest venue around here, 7 different times. So I've been in the Morris Center, and they've been good to me, and actually cut part of our video and stuff on the song we had out days past, Living in the Country song. And we did a lot of stuff there, and they do a lot of stuff for us, and I do a lot for them. If somebody misses a date or whatever, you know, I filled in several times. But Paragon's probably the big, it holds around 3,000 people, you know, so, but that's probably the biggest venue we play.
Charlie, what do you got planned for the rest of this year?
Man, I hope to keep writing, and we got a bunch of shows coming up, you know, around here, and a lot of private shows. You know, we'll play anywhere, and I do acoustic shows sometimes just because I want to and I like it, and a lot of people like that personal kind of thing, you know, and they love my music, and I just started, man, with TikTok stuff, and I've never done that, and I've been a big fan of it, but it was like, Charlie, you need to put something on TikTok, you know, man, you got to get out there to people, so I started, and it's been good. We had like we done one the other day, got 13,000 some views in 24 hours, you know, and so I hadn't figured it all out yet how to do it, but I'm gonna continue to do that, try to get myself out, man, and we sure appreciate y'all playing our record and stuff on the radio, and we just want to get out there with people to know, you know, our music across the country instead of just regional, you know, over Louisiana.
Charlie, what do you like about country music fans? They're special. They're different from maybe the long-haired rock and roll fans. It doesn't matter if your hair is long or short or you have no hair at all like you're bald. But like your fans, your fan base, when you go out there, shake hands, you know, sell your merch with your friends over there and do your autographs, what do you find out about the country fans? You know, like when you shake their hands and look them in the eye. What's special about the country fans that Charlie Rivers deals with?
Well, you know, I think if you're real, they're real. You know, if they're turned on to my kind of music, which is more traditional kind of music, which is took a backseat to a bunch of stuff going on today in music, you know, they're real people. They're real fans, and they like the stories. They like those, man, how you wrote that song right there, man? You must have wrote that about me, you know? And I said, no, I wrote that about me. But, you know, we go through a lot of the same things, but I find if you're not nice to people and take the time to shake their hand and get out there and you know, it's a lot of time when I'm doing acoustic shows, I guess it's worth appealing to them because I'll tell the story about the song, you know, and I'll tell it, you know, maybe it's somebody else wrote it or whatever, and I'll tell them that, and they really, really enjoy that. And, you know, it's just a different, it's not exactly the party crowd kind of people that, you know, that's more attracted to some of the younger stuff today, but it's people that really like the meaning of the songs, and that's my fan base, really.
Somebody once told me the sign of a good song is you could feel it in your heart. You could say, that was me. I broke up with that girl, or I married that girl. You know, everybody has a story, and country music kind of tells a story, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And you know what? You'd be surprised how many other people went through that same thing you did. I wrote a song one time called I Love You From a Distance, and it's, you know, and I've never really put that song out, but I've had several people that's like, man, that's the best song you ever wrote, you know, and everybody has their favorite.
All right, but, Charlie, you know, are you on Facebook? You know, you just talked about being on TikTok, but are you everywhere on social media, how people can find your songs?
YouTube and Facebook and all kind of stuff, and we continuing to put more stuff out and you know, trying to keep this thing going, man.
When you look up Charlie, it's Charley Rivers. He's from a great state, Louisiana. You're one of our neighboring states, so you're kind of special to us here.
Yes, I do. I have kids over there. I was going to tell you that. I have kids in Tuckerman, Newport.
Well, that's really cool. So they probably get to hear our interview. That's really neat because we get out there.
I got a brother over there also. My brother lives there and from a previous marriage. Years ago, and they live right not far from you, and actually I got a stepson that's going to Arkansas State, so we're fixing to bring him Thursday.
Oh, I love that.
Right there.
Hey, they got a lot of good eating places, too, there in Jonesboro, so I think you'll have an easy time of finding a nice restaurant for y'all to chill out at.
Yeah, we're gonna have a good time. And then I'm going across from there to Nashville and finish cutting those songs. So, but we'll be that away in the great state of Arkansas, and I've always had a lot of friends from Arkansas. I play golf with a lot of friends from Arkansas, and I feel like you say, we're neighboring states, reciprocating.
That's right. Well, Charlie, have a great weekend. I appreciate how nice you were to me, and we'll continue to play your song, I Don't Want to Be One It, right here on Quick 99.9. Have a wonderful rest of 2024, too, Mr. Charlie.
Thank you, Greg. You also. Let me know if I can do something for you, brother.
You betcha.